there, ladies and gentlemen, or should I say my fellow necromancers. Did you miss me last week? I wasn't here. I was enjoying my day off. It was Easter, you know, had to hang out with the family, the in-laws, you know. I love my in-laws, so I like to, you know, hang out. You know, they celebrate Easter, but I don't. But anyway, I love my in-laws because my own family sucks. So I like hanging out with them whenever I can, especially my mother-in-law. She's very sweet. Anyway, I hope you all missed me last week. I don't know what show they played, but I hope it was a good one. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Anyway, I am back, and you are listening to Delia's Dark Side on Delia's. On DeliasDarkSideRadio.com. You're listening to Delia's Dark Side on SkidRowStudios.com. And if you want to give me a call and interject on any time on my show, you can. The number is 800-893-9562. But you can also hit me up on DeliasDarkSideRadio.com. So I got a pretty good show for you guys today. And I've always been saying that I wanted to talk about this one topic, and for a couple weeks I haven't been able to get to it for some reason. Like, I always get like off topic and start talking about things that weird things that I have had sex with in my life. We always get, you know, into that, and I never got a chance to get into this topic because I always go off. But now is the time. So the first topic we're going to be talking about today is the six strange objects that people in this world have gotten caught having sex with. And it's pretty interesting. Like, you know, I've said, like, I used to like having sex with my dolls and stuff when I was young. But as I am older now, I don't like, you know, having sex with weird objects. But there's a few people out there that do like to fuck crazy things. And there's six different objects on here, and I've been, you know, searching the web, trying to find, you know, crazy shit like this. So number six we're going to go into right now is someone in the UK got caught fucking a picnic table. Yes, I said a picnic table, and I'm not talking about, like, some plastic-ass picnic table. This is, like, one of those heavy wooden picnic tables. And it says about relations between the UK and America when the Telegraph publishes the headline, "American caught having sex with a picnic table." He got caught out in the open.
How does that work? Like, was he rubbing?
He carved
the slits or something? I don't know. I don't know how that would work.
Well, what it says here is that he carved a hole in the middle of the picnic table.
Glory hole.
Yes. And stuck his dick in there. Now I'm wondering, did this son of a bitch get splinters?
I'm sure. I'm sure. A funny thing about this, I've actually, with the Ginger show, Stevie, one of her, I wouldn't say co-host, but he comes in every week with her. He talked about how he knew a man who wanted to get fucked by a toilet brush. Oh, God. Bristol reminded me of that just because it was a hole. And I'm like, yeah, wouldn't that hurt?
He wanted to get fucked in his ass with the toilet hole? No.
Imagine the ones that are round, right? Like a circle one, and there's bristles that come out.
Right.
That type. And he just inserted his penis inside the hole. So, like how you're saying with the picnic table, feeling splinters, I'm sure this guy was like, stop, because it hurts, but he wanted it.
Yeah, he wanted it so bad, I guess. And
he get splinters?
Well, it says that I don't know. He didn't get splinters at all. Didn't say that. He looks very creepy, though.
I bet.
And, you know, it's always those creepy motherfuckers that, that always, you know, get caught doing crazy shit like this.
Was it at a public park?
He was at a public park in the middle of the day. And it shows the it shows a table that he was fucking.
Were people around? Like, is that why it got reported?
The cops caught him.
Oh.
So he got his mugshot right here.
Do you have a picture that you can show it to the camera?
Yes, I do. Let's see here. Can you guys see that? That's a creepy looking.
Yeah, put it up a little bit. Yeah, there you go.
That's a creepy looking motherfucker, ain't it?
Yeah. That's not cute.
You have just been called out on Delia's Dark Side. Oh, yeah. And then there's another one, too. Let's see. I just pressed something and... Fuck. Hold on. I just accidentally pressed something when I did that. But anyway, yeah. So
I wonder what was going through his mind while he was, like, carving the hole, like... I'm not going to get caught, you know,
yeah.
Or maybe the thrill of getting caught was, you know, that's a fetish of people. Right?
Yeah. Some people enjoy getting caught doing nasty, crazy shit, you know, in front of people. They get off doing that. Like one time, my husband and I, we were at the beach at Santa Monica. I think it was Santa Monica Beach or Venice, one of those.
Very public. Both
yes.
Very public.
Yes. And it was kind of like a quiet time of day. It was very overcast and cold. And we were walking along the beach and we see this like man sitting there butt ass naked. And there were children playing in the water. He was sitting there butt naked and we were like, oh my God, is this guy naked? Is this guy naked? And he looked like he was stoned, like he was on, I don't know what the fuck. Like he was either stoned, like on pot, or he was on some mushrooms or something. But he had this like grin on his face while he was watching these kids. And so we were like, oh, my God, what the hell is he, you know, what's going on? You know, so all of a sudden he's sitting there and he's jacking off. Yeah.
That's
and he's
so
watching
funny.
These kids and he's smiling while he's watching these kids. And we're looking at him and, you know, I can't take my eye off of him. I'm just like, we're trying to. But it's like, you know, it's a god like a goddamn train wreck. You just can't keep your eyes
yeah.
off of it, you know,
yeah.
like a really bad car wreck. And so then he stood up when his dick was hard. And that motherfucker was big, I'm going to just say. It was long. It was like, it was protruding way past his fucking, his fist. And he was just in there. He was like hard and he was, you know, jacking off and staring at these kids. So, yeah, we eventually told the cop. We called the cops or we saw a cop or something and we told him. And they went and got him and arrested him. Because we didn't know, like, if he was going to try to, like, you know, molest these fucking kids. Because
yeah.
he's standing there.
Well, and it's kind of against the law to be naked in public and
yeah.
masturbating.
Jacking off and watching kids. That was just like, dude, are you serious? Like,
yeah.
you got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's very popular around college campuses. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No.
I went to UC Riverside mm-hmm. and... I still get like police reports about the crimes around there.
Uh-huh.
And there was a guy there's been plenty of times where there's men that are jacking off inside their car. And
oh, God.
I just don't understand the thrill in that. I'm so sorry, but to bash people that do that, you know.
I don't know. It should be a little bit. I mean, you know, yeah, I'm crazy or whatever. But when you go to like just like doing that shit in public, you know, at least put a towel or something around.
Well, it's like, what do you expect people
something?
To do when they're looking around you? Like, you don't expect them to be turned on by it, or maybe they do it because they're like, ooh, maybe there is a random person that will get turned on by this and
yeah.
come and make me happy. I don't know.
That's you know, fun. That brings me to another thought, too. We're going to get off this topic again. That brings me to another topic, too. Actually, I remember when I was in high school. And you know how in high school you do like the prom thing where you go to Magic Mountain or something like that. Everybody
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, grad night.
Yeah, grad night. So we were doing that. We were on a bus and I was sitting towards the back. And there was a man in a white Chevy truck right behind us. And he was sitting there jacking off while he was watching us on the bus. And we were like looking at him and laughing and pointing. And I think the more we were pointing and laughing, the more turned on he got. Yeah.
Wow.
And now I think about that. I was like, that shit was crazy. It's like, we should have said something. But
yeah.
you know, we're kids. We were like laughing. Yeah. He's pulled it aside and he was like, even more like when we were laughing about it.
Huh.
You have some sick motherfuckers out there. So this is the next one in Sioux Falls. And this one involves street signs. A South Dakota man was arrested when a neighbor came home and had, he had been following a train, I guess. And I guess this 60-year-old man was rubbing himself up against this woman's pole in her, like a street sign next to her house. And it says, after the man was arrested, police found hours of tapes that were kind of like a haunted video of the ring.
That he owned?
Yeah, that he had, like, I guess he was videotaping himself. Having sex with this with the street sign.
And it's a funny the way they have the street sign here. Let me let you guys see this. The little, you know, the little people.
Oh, God.
So,
Wait, how was he doing it? I don't get how he was rubbing. Like, the street sign, did he fold it into a taco or something? Or did he just rub it?
He had it the following. He thought the train was, like, I don't know. He had it, like, in the middle of his balls, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. And then he also...
I guess I'll give it to how creative people can get.
And then he was rubbing, he turned around, he was rubbing his ass on it too. Yeah, kind of like chafing, I guess.
Ouch.
Yeah, so, and then the street sign says, stop having sex with street signs. So, but yeah, these are some crazy, crazy ass things. And you want to see what the guy looks like too?
Another crazy.
Like, he looks like Santa Claus.
Oh, God, no. Good thing Santa Claus is not real.
Yeah. And, oh, I love, this is my favorite one, number four, the bicycle.
Wait, what was number five?
Number five was a street sign.
What was number six?
Number six. Number six.
I was confused. I thought it was seven. Sorry.
No, it was six.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
number
okay.
six was number the four, the picnic table.
Yeah. Okay, number
and
four.
And then number five was a street sign. So now we're on number four. And number four is a bicycle. Yeah, this is my favorite one. I like this one. A man from Southwest Scotland apparently decided while looking at his bike that he wanted to ride it all night long. And in ways that would make Lance Armstrong weep tears of pure terror.
Clever captions.
This presumably was not a problem for anyone until the night that two cleaning ladies from a local hostel walked in on a sight far horrifying than anything Ellie Roth could come up with. 51-year-old Scottish man, full trowel dropped, was riding a bike in a way that God never intended.
How?
Oh, and did we mention that he stopped knowing that he didn't stop knowing that these women were watching him? He kept watching. Now, this is
that
easy.
That thrill that you're saying about people getting caught or just people in general staring.
Yeah.
And just knowing that someone is staring.
Yep. He was caught in the most awkward situations ever. He acknowledged that the cleaners were in the room and then continued getting it on with his bike. This is dedication, determination, and retardation.
Yes.
It was probably backed with the thoughts and the hope that today would be the day that he could get lucky and finally have a motherfucking bike orgy or something. But how he did this was basically, and it's pretty easy, to imagine. He was butt ass naked, and he, you know how the bike, the pointy part of the bike, he was backing into that and like having letting
that was going into his bike.
Yeah, the bike seat was going, it was penetrating his asshole.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would have thought he would have used the handles or something.
Yeah, me too. Or, well, no, I think that would hurt if he had taken the
and
seat off.
And the seat wouldn't hurt. Oh, and done.
Yeah, the whole, the.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but.
I mean,
no,
all of it would hurt, I would think. But if he prefers seats, then
yeah,
more power to him.
I can kind of see how that, because sometimes when I get on a bike, you know, like when you like back up a little bit, you're like, oh, okay, you know, I can kind of see that. But I don't know, just having it, I don't know.
It can create a sensation, but not.
Yeah.
It wouldn't want to push me to
thick
do
and then,
something.
And I guess like when the seat kind of opens up, that's where it kind of stops, so it's not like you're gonna like, you know, rupture anything,
right?
You know,
right. So it wouldn't go too deep.
No,
I guess he was being a little safer than picnic tables or street signs.
You know, yeah, I guess so, because yeah, it's got a little point on there, kind of like a penis, so you know. Now, the next one here, this is number three. This is involves a lamppost. And basically it says, so imagine you are walking innocently down the street on an unusually nice day in February. It's a few days after Valentine's Day, and you still have warm, fuzzy feelings of love and tenderness skipping through your chest. Yes, life is full of sunshine and rainbows. Nothing can ruin your day right up to the moment you run into an extremely naked man grinding a lamp post like this, like the strip show from hell itself. He's just grinding a lamppost. Congratulations. You know exactly how those school children and young women felt when they encountered this exact scenario in Wiltshire, England. So, yeah, I guess the man was 32 years old, whose identity has been protected for reasons we are unsure of. But, yeah, basically he's was grinding up against a lamppost. I can kind of understand that because I used to have sex with, like, I not have sex, but I when I was a little kid, like, you know, I didn't pull my pants down or anything like that, do nothing crazy. But like I said, I used to hump, like, the edge of the wall and stuff like that, you know, just rubbing my vagina and things that. But I don't know, like, how can you grind a lamppost when you have a penis?
Yeah, I don't see that either.
Me either.
Maybe that's why he wanted to remain
anonymous. Yeah, I don't know. It's like,
because it's silly. Or it was someone in power.
Yeah, like, you know, strippers go up and down poles, and I'm sure some of them grind the poles. When I used to be a stripper, I used to not really grind the pole because other vaginas.
But like how you said, it's a girl. Yeah.
It, you know, and it's pressing against, you know, the vagina. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. You're getting a little something.
I would
something,
feel it for a not a really wiener? Be comfortable. Yeah. For a man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
No. But I don't, girl.
Unless they're rubbing, like, their butt on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that creates a sensation, like the part that's where the butt and the balls.
The taint?
Yeah.
The taint.
The taint. I was going to say that, but I didn't want to.
That's a funny name, yeah. The taint. Let's see. Number two, a park bench. That's kind of like the picnic table, but let's see how he did this. Late one night, a certain man was walking around Hong Kong. Oh, so this is Asia. In Hong Kong, in the park, lonely and bored. So he did what many of the lonely and bored people on this list did and found the nearest thing with a hole in it to fuck it. So this park bench had a hole in it already. Then he saw it, and a park bench with holes in it, and then he made the faithful decision to have a bit of old and out and go old and out with it. What's the harm? Let's see. Well, his dick got very enlarged. He got very hard, and he got stuck in that motherfucker.
I think that is like the funniest thing. But
his dick got swollen inside the hole.
Well, he just has
hole.
To get soft, right? Yeah. He just has to not get turned on anymore, and then it'll come out.
When
right?
You're intentionally, when you're trying to fuck something, you gotta get hard.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I guess the hole. He had probably had a little dick.
Yeah,
you know, and then, so he just put it right in that little hole right there. Because
it was
be,
a hole. It wasn't like. Yeah. The slits that a park bench has.
No.
Gosh.
I think it was probably like from a missing like bolt or something like that.
Or you know how some park benches have like the handles that kind of curl and there's holes there. It's like a fancy curled handle.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there. I don't know.
Yeah, this one
I'm
is
not trying
like,
to imagine it, but
it looks that one looks like it was wooden.
Oh.
So, and I'm thinking you must have to have a little dick.
Yeah.
Put in that little hole.
And then feel that it doesn't fit.
And then you get aroused and all of a sudden now your dick is too fucking enlarged and you can't get out. So then the fire department has to come.
Oh, no.
And get you out. You know they were laughing.
Of course.
Like, man, what the fuck were you thinking,
and
homie?
I'm sure that's not the worst story they've had either.
No. No. I remember... a friend of mine, he was dating this nurse, And I was asking her, like, do you ever get, like, any crazy, you know, things happening coming into the hospital?
They have the best stories
I know.
Ever.
Like, somebody got caught. Somebody came in. They got a light, shoved a light bulb up their ass.
Yeah, that's a common one, actually.
Really?
That's very common.
Yeah.
Light bulb.
Uh-huh.
Light bulb and cucumber I hear most often.
And then... She said, like, two guys came in and they had a blanket covering them because, like, the guy's dick got so, like, enlarged that he couldn't get it out of the guy's ass.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, what?
Yeah, so they were stuck together and they had to go to the hospital.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, it's like, for me, logically, it just, you know, don't get hard. Get yeah. soft again.
Yeah.
But obviously in a panic mode, I'm sure people can't, right? Yeah. It just like, makes them stay.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, shit. Like, just calm down.
Yeah. Think you of, calm yourself yeah. and then it goes away.
Think about roses or something and not fucking them. Just, you
don't
know.
Get turned on.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine.
And the last one we have is a car. Go figure. You can fuck a car.
Did he do it where gas tank is or something?
It says probably. Edward Smith's love of cars didn't translate into a nice collection of rare vehicles or a career as a mechanic. Oh, no. He's on this list because he wanted to express his love in a different way. Now, I love the car just as much as the next person, you know? But I've never... ever thought of fucking my truck. Yeah, I never got a chance to, you know, I don't never think about fucking my truck. You know, I love it very dearly, you know, and I like Porsches and shit like that, but I never think to, you know, spread open my vagina and fuck it. Edward was one of a tiny number of people who called mechanophiliacs. Now, this is something I need to cover on my show. Mechanophiliacs. I never heard of this one before. Only about 500 of them, as far as we know. And it's just what it sounds like. They are, you know, obsessed with mechanics and they want to fuck mechanics. No. These are people that treat car washes like late night Cinemax movies, except instead of naughty inmate. Emmett's at an all-girls prison, it's seeing that dirty slut of a scion get buff nice and slow, just how Papa likes it. And then they show this car here, and it's, like, got big titties and cleavage and stuff, like Christine. So, yeah, you know, I never thought, that's number one, actually. I never thought, I know people get really obsessed with cars and shit like that, but, yeah, I don't. Think about ever wanting to fuck a car. Would you, Jenny?
No. I wouldn't. No.
Yeah. Not so, yeah. So that's my six strangest objects that people like having sex with. So we're going to go to break and then we come back. I got some tales from the Ouija board.
are you with me? Ouija, are you with me? Ouija, are you with me? Ouija, are you with me?
Hey, everybody. That's my, actually, a good friend of mine, Busy, and that's Bone Thugs and Harmony with Ouija Board. So we're going into my tales from the Ouija Board. Is there anybody out there that actually likes, you know, loves Ouija boards? Have you ever fucked with a Ouija board, Jenny?
I'm going to be honest. My family, I believe in all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't mess with it.
You know, and I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I've actually had three in my life. And I haven't really had any really bad paranormal things happen to me. Actually, I have a story about, I'm going to share a positive story. Then I'm going to share a fucked up story, then a really fucked up story. It's going to get really dark. So my first Ouija board story actually happened a few years ago. My husband and I had, this is one I had like a glow in the dark one. Because I used to have like, you know, the regular ones, but this one was a glow in the dark Ouija board. And I really liked it. So one night, my husband and I, it's on our Friday night. It's our cocktail night. You know, we like to, you know, get drunk and shit.
That's cute.
Yeah. We have our little cocktail night. So this was like a few years ago before like we even knew about Paula Casino, the Indian casino. We didn't know anything about like this woman or anything. So one night I decided to, you know, play with, you know, go on the Ouija board. And so I was, you know, doing the Ouija board, and my husband was there taking notes, you know, everything the Ouija board was saying. So I was talking, you know, through the Ouija board, and I asked the Ouija board what was, you know, this lady, whoever it was talking to me. And I was like, okay, so what is your name? And she said her name was Paula, and she didn't spell it like P-A-U-L-A. She spelled it like P-A-L-A. And, so I'm like, okay, Paula, what do you want to tell me? And she was saying that at this time I hadn't been dancing for a while and I was kind of miserable. I was doing hair, working, I think, at Supercuts at the time or something like that. And I really missed dancing. And this is before I went into the dance company and then, you know, ended up being a head choreographer and all that stuff. But I was talking to through the Ouija board and she was saying that you should go back and dance. And I was like, are you telling me that I should go back and, you know, be a dancer? And she said, yes. And she said something about it would make me happy or something. And it would be good for me that for me to leave, you know, doing hair and all that stuff to just get back into dance. So I figured, okay, you know, I'm just like, whatever. It's just, you know, it's just a Ouija board. I really didn't take anything seriously. But we decided to go online and figure out if there was actual person named Paula and who she was. So we went online and we actually found out that this lady, Paula, was an Indian, like, dancer. And she was very, very famous in India. And you know, she was a dancer. So that was really strange that this dancer came through the Ouija board and was talking to me about, you know, being a dancer and all that. And here I am, you know, happy as hell, a dancer and, you know, teaching and doing everything. But this actually happened like maybe a year before I got into the whole dance thing or whatever. And then, you know, I'm no longer doing hair and I'm happy, you know, with, you know, my career now. So that's my positive story.
See, with things like that, I'm okay with, you know, messing with Ouija boards and stuff. But it's when the next few stories that you get to is when I don't want any part of it.
Yeah, you're not going to want any part of these next two stories I'm about to tell. Okay, so this one is called Our Encounter with the Paranormal Through the Ouija Board. And this is a recent story. This happened April 5th, 2014 on a Saturday. I'm glad she put the date down because I don't want you guys thinking I'm reading some old shit. This is some new shit. Me and my siblings had an encounter with the paranormal through the Ouija board last year. My three older sisters, Sam, Karen, and Sarah, had come over that day to help me unpack in my new apartment. There in a box my grandmother gave me was a glow-in-the-dark Ouija board, just like the one I had. The girls were completely fascinated with the whole paranormal aspect, so they had invited my older brother around. We played for about an hour before I had decided to give up. We weren't getting anywhere, so what was the point? As I readied myself to move my hands away from the Ouija board, the planchette started to go crazy, moving around in circles and all erratically. Whoa, my four siblings cried in unison. I sat stock still, scared. I used to be a skeptic in the paranormal, but I realized something. It is impossible for all five of us to move the planchette in the same direction. Then when it started to answer our question, spelling out in full sentences like they do, I realized that was realized that this was truly happening. I simply asked in a meek voice, "Who are you?" And it replied, "Zozo." Nathan almost cried from shock. He explained that he heard of Zozo and that he was apparently showing up all over the world. He was a demon. I told everyone we had to say goodbye, trusting my brother as he was almost never wrong. My sister refused and started asking questions like if anyone we knew had died. The board spelled out Aurora. We had no idea about who Aurora was, so they didn't panic and started asking how this Aurora would die. Inside, Zozo spelled out. Inside what? The board started moving erratically then, spelling out my name over and over again. I finally convinced my sisters and brothers to say goodbye. About 4 months later, I found out I was pregnant. I have forgotten all about my experience with Zozo. Finally, I had found happiness in my husband and my unborn child. Just as I went into labor, my midwife explained that my daughter, who I was going to call Aurora, didn't make it. She was born still. She was a stillborn. My precious little girl, I advise you to stay away from the Ouija board. I know that the mystery and disbelief can draw you to it, but it isn't worth it. I paid for it in the worst possible way. So please heed my warning. That sucks.
That's really scary.
That is very scary.
Now, I don't know if it just because I missed it, but why did she choose Aurora?
Oh, that name?
Yeah.
Why did the lady choose Aurora?
Yeah. If she knew that it was already associated with...
Yeah, with the Ouija board. That is kind of strange that she would call her baby Aurora.
I guess forgetting, you know, because she said that in the story, she said that she completely forgot about the experience.
Right.
But yeah. to be on point like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, that's crazy. Just like what Paula told me through the Ouija board, you know, but that was a positive thing.
Yeah.
But, so we're going to get into some really fucked up stories right now. This one has to do with Ouija board, rape, and demonology. Please don't run out and buy a Ouija board because of Seth and Thomas or Patience Worth and James Merrill. Not every unexpected guest brings fame, money, joy. Because I guess through this book, they're talking about like certain things, like it brings fame, money, whatever. Just kind of like what it, you know, did for me, did something positive for me. Okay, so I'm going to skip down. This is about a woman who was a tarot card reader. Okay, so I was a card reader and psychic all my life. 4 years ago, I made a devastating mistake of attempting to reach my deceased mother through the Ouija board. I got results, but it was my mother whom I contacted. I got results, but it was not my mother whom I contacted. Sorry. It was some sort of entity which had watched me since her death. That's fucked. I don't know what it is, but I know it was not human. The human spirits who used to help me with my work have disappeared. All there is now is it. My life is being dominated by this demon. Dear God, how can I tell you? Every day it viciously rapes, sodomizes, and beats me. This scared the fuck out of me when I read this a long time ago. It scared me. One day, it first came through the Ouija board. It pretended to be my mother. Later, I was automatically writing. And then suddenly, alone in my room, I was attacked. I am married. I'm a married woman. But the pain of the assault was excruciating. I was afraid to cry out for fear that it would hurt my children who are in the next room. But it doesn't want my children. It is not interested in children, thank God. When it was done with me that first time, I needed medical care for the pain and for the pelvic bladder infection. Ew. Something, a spirit can give you a bladder infection? Ooh. Or was she really fucked up? Was she like getting drunk or something and like fucking herself with dildos and sodomizing herself and thinking that it was a demon, you know?
I don't know. Because, you know, people have this... my cousin tells me of a shadow that has followed her ever since her daughter was born.
Oh, really?
But a good a protector,
right?
You know, and when you first started the story, I assumed it was someone that was protecting her.
Yeah, that's how they. Some of them come off like that.
But it tricked her.
It gets you to trust it.
I wonder if she just kind of got it in her head that this was demonic. You know, and didn't see it as something else, and that's why. But anyway,
It could be maybe it could be in her mind. That's what I'm thinking. Like maybe she got really fucked up and was like, you know, thinking, and she went to the dark side or something, and maybe thought, you know, it was the demon fucking her, but it was just herself. And then, you know, she woke up the next morning and was like, oh, shit, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean.
She just didn't remember. And so she's blaming it on something that probably wasn't there, maybe.
Right,
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I still believe in demonic entities or bad spirits or whatnot.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I don't know if, I've never been taught that they necessarily hurt you. You know what I mean? Like, they're not there to physically cause you pain. Maybe in an emotional way because you're tormented by it. But physically, I don't know, unless you let them. That's the thing.
It's mental, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on where you are mentally. And if you're, like, not strong enough, then, you know, it's your mind. Yeah. It's your subconscious, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay. So, so it gave her bladder infections. Now I'm virtually bedridden and in constant pain. It has not stopped torturing me since that first day. Violent beatings, stabbings, constant rape. Stabbings where? Beatings, rapings, constant rape. That's all this demon does to me. My body is no longer the same. It doesn't function as it used to. You may think that I'm mad, just like we just said, but I think I must be by now. It does it all it can to force me to commit suicide. Maybe it wants you to be with it. So maybe it is trying to cause you to commit suicide. Constant badgering and berating, verbal abuse, so foul and sickening and dirty, it is unbelievable. It is always covering me, hanging on to me, hurting. My husband often finds me on the floor or hiding or screaming so loud I'm afraid I might be carted out. It wakes me up when it lets me sleep. To rape and torture me. Damn. It's always there. Has this ever happened to another woman? No, never happened to me. Never happened to you, right?
No.
And now I don't have a Ouija board. I actually have a spirit board on my iPad now that I play with.
No.
She's like, ooh.
No.
You don't want to play.
I try and tell hosts don't mess with any of that. I'm sure.
I don't do it here.
I'm sure someone does it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure someone has done it before. I've been because I just got here in October, but.
Yeah, that's how actually I started my Dilia's Dark Side. Actually, that's how I went to Dilia's Dark Side from just doing a. A regular radio show, you know, music show. We did a Ouija board. No, we actually did a card reading. We didn't do a Ouija board because everybody was too damn scared.
Yeah.
Like, you little babies, shut up.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, well, it's okay. I understand. You know, I understand now. So that's why I have it on my iPad and I won't bring the board in. Yeah, but I don't play with it that much. But recently I've been doing little things, but it hasn't really been telling me anything. So whatever. I did do a reading a couple of days ago, actually.
And so you do it yourself? It's an app myself. That you do from your
Yeah, you can
iPad.
Go to the app, and I think it's like $10 okay. or something like that. And it's called a spirit board. And, yeah, you just download it, and it's just like the regular.
Is it something that you do daily, that you could do daily, weekly,
You can
monthly,
fuck with it as much as you want to. Just click it on, and the Ouija board is right there, and you just play. You just ask it questions, just like a regular Ouija board. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, and then it says, I truly don't know where to turn. For some reason, this foul and hideous thing has decided to help itself to my life. Please help me. I can't hold on much longer. I wish I could help you, lady, but I can't. So, yeah, that's the most fucked up story.
That's pretty insane from what I've heard.
Yeah, and every time I read this story a long time ago when I was at another radio station, and, yeah, so I wanted to share it with listeners here. It's a pretty messed up situation. But I'm still wondering if it's all in her mind, you know. It could be, or it could be for real. I don't want to find out, you know. Stay positive with my spirit. Stay positive. Yeah. So I don't want to enter any demons. Sometimes, though, you know, at night, you know, when you go to sleep, you know, sometimes when you can't, you have those dreams that you can't wake up.
Oh, yeah.
You have those?
Yeah. I have, but my belief is that, well, from my family that, you know, taught me is when that it's something that's kind of resting or like leaning on you that doesn't allow you to make the mind body connection to wake up. I have another theory too, that when, you know, all of a sudden that you do like the, you wake up in a rush or like just in a sudden thing, that your soul or your spirit is somewhere else.
Yeah.
And in that moment, that's when it
comes
your
back.
Body back. Yeah. And I like how you're saying about keeping it positive. Yeah. I try and think of it in a positive light, because I feel I have nothing to be negative about, you know, or bring negativity into me. I don't think my past life has had, you know, negative situations or, you know, very scary.
And that's why when negative shit comes my way, immediately I have to let it go, because I, you know, I've had a lot of, you know, negative shit, you know, around me. Mm-hmm. And now that I feel like I'm in a positive place now, I don't need any negative feedback, no negative this, I don't need it. It's like I will cast your ass out. I don't fuck around. I don't like that shit at all. Like, you know, this is Delia's dark side, whatever. Yeah. But I'm able to do this because I'm in a, you know, a positive way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, this kind of is a positive show. It's not really negative. We talk about sex and all kinds of shit, but, you know, I don't go.
And it's entertainment.
Yeah. I don't go hating on people and shit like that. I don't fuck around with that. It's stupid. But anyway, on a lighter note, so remember I just added you to my Delia's Dark Side on Facebook.
Yeah, and I saw that you were going to get special toys.
Yes, I did. Yay! And I got it. I said I was going to give a review on my next show, and here I am.
Oh, where can people go to your Facebook so that they can get those updates like I do?
You guys can, don't even have to friend me. Actually, you can go to go to Delia's Dark Side radio show on Facebook and just ask to be a member, you know, to join, and I will join you. I will immediately let you in. Doesn't matter who you are or whatever, as long as you're not a stalker or something like that, that's fine. You know, I'll have you on there, and then you can know everything about what's going on Delia's Dark Side. You know, I post, like I said on Delia's Dark Side, I post about, you know, I post my podcast and whatever's going on in my demented mind, you know. So, and I tell all the funny shit and like the dark shit I post on there. On my regular Facebook, I don't, because, you know, I have my family and stuff like that on there, so I gotta be a little bit more discreet. So on Delia's Dark Side, I tell all kinds of stuff. So yeah, I decided to go mosey on down, because there's a sex shop right around the corner from my house, so it's like walking distance, like a block away. So decided on Friday that I would go and take a little trip, little walk around the corner and check out this sex shop. And actually, I looked online first. It's called The Love Boutique. I don't want to give them too much plug because, they're not sponsoring me yet. Hopefully they will, but because I've been talking to them about that. But anyway, it's called The Love Boutique, actually, and it's right around the corner from my house. And I went online and I was looking for, like, you know, something, you know, to play with to enhance, you know, my sexual desires, you know, besides my husband. He does a great job. But, you know, sometimes you need that toy. And I found that they had these lipsticks. Now, I've only heard about these little lipsticks on Real Housewives of Atlanta. I think that Candy Burris, I think she has a Candy Coated Nights. And I never heard of a lipstick vibrator before, you know, watching the show. So I saw that they had it. They had one for like, you know, $15, which is like very affordable. So I went and got myself the lipstick vibe. I don't know if you can read it. Can you read it? I don't know. It's called the lipstick vibe. And it's got four different functions on it. And it says that it's very discreet. And let me take it out of the package to show you. See, it looks like a little lipstick. Isn't that cute?
That's perfect. Just put it in your purse.
Yeah, you just put it in your purse. You never know what it is. And then you open it, and there's the lipstick. And it's good. Oh, God. And it vibrates like hell. I had the lady take it out to test it out for me because she wanted to upsell me and give me like a $40 one. I'm like, I don't know. Like, and then I'm like, well, what's this one? She didn't show me this one. It was like $14.99.
Typical sales.
Yeah. You know, I don't blame her, but, you know, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. What's this? And I saw it was like $14.99. That's the one that
I'm looking one, for.
Yeah. That's like, that's in my price range today. So she showed me, and I'm like, well, can we go down and, you know, test it? So she, good thing that she did that, put the batteries in it, and this thing vibrated. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's all I need. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good right there. That's all I need right there. Oh, yeah, so, you know, I bought it, and it is perfect. It is the lipstick, and it looks like that. Don't matter if it's not your shade. It'll do all that it's supposed to do, and it works, and it's great, and I love it. And, my man got a very, very hot night that night, too. So it didn't just, like, take away the sexual, you know, arouse or whatever. It actually enhanced everything because he got him a little freaky lap dance, a little X-rated lap dance that night and everything, girl. It was all cracking. So got me another little boyfriend.
On the go.
Yeah. So it says that, you know, you can, you know, it's discreet. You can, you know, you could take when you take a break and go to the bathroom from work or whatever. But I don't know, because it's kind of quiet. But I don't know if you're in a stall or something. A bathroom. You can hear. I could hear that if somebody was doing that. So I don't know if they're being like, you know, like one of those secret bathrooms or something like that. But yeah, I'll be able to hear a bitch if she's got this shit going. It's like, what are you doing?
Can I see that?
Yeah.
So, now, do you just like rinse it off with water?
I got home, girl, and had fun with it. Because at first, I put it like through my pants because I was wearing my little workout pants or whatever. So I've had it through my pants, and I'm like, and it vibrated nice. So I'm like, okay, well, do I wait until, you know, my husband gets home, wait till later on tonight and use it, or should I just use it now? I was like, oh, fuck it. I just pulled down my pants. I was like, fuck it, I'm about to use it now and see how, if it works. Because if it didn't work, I was going to take it back. So, it actually, I had fun with it. It actually gave me like two orgasms, like two multiples within like 10 minutes of each other, and it works just fine, and I love you.
Would you prefer using them without sex? Like, would you rather use something like that without your partner?
I could, yeah. I mean, yeah, I did. I mean, yeah, sometimes, you know, he's not in the mood or whatever, or, you know, I'm just like at home chilling and, you know, I want to pull out the lipstick. You don't need it with
another person.
No, you don't need it, but, you know, you might want to, but yeah, no.
I try, with toys, it's very hard for me because sometimes I feel like I can't do the, I don't know, it doesn't create the same sensation, right?
Right.
But I still think they're cool. And that one's a lipstick-looking one.
Yeah, so it's really cool. And, yeah, you should try it. You know, it's like, I mean, I know, you know, nothing is better than a penis, okay? That's why I don't get like,
well,
yeah, you know, and that's, he even asked me when I showed him what I got. He's like, so that's all you need is just like something to vibrate or whatever. Well, I could just like hum on your pussy or whatever. And I'm like, it's not the same. But I'm like, no, because I don't really want a dildo because it doesn't feel like a real flesh warm penis. You know, it's like I already have a penis. I got you. So I need something a little bit extra to just vibrate on the clitoris, and that's what I'm going to get, you
know?
Yeah,
no.
So,
I feel you for sure.
Yeah. So, so that's my show for today. Actually, I had another story, but actually we're running a little bit out of time, and I need to go to a quick break. So we'll take a break, and I'll be back. So I'm back and wrapping up here. So I just want to let everyone know that actually May 11th is the last day that, you know, I had Richard Elfman on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about his Forbidden Zone 2. He's holding a fundraiser right now. He's trying to get money to make his movie Forbidden Zone 2. If he doesn't make the movie, it's not gonna, if he doesn't make the get the money, it's not gonna happen. We all want to see Forbidden Zone 2, because I actually, you know what, last week, this is, we were doing like a whole bunch of stuff, and we actually went to a screening to Forbidden Zone 1 last week with Dead Men's Party, and then they did the screening of Forbidden Zone, and then they also had a shadow casting, and it was awesome. I had never seen Forbidden Zone like in its whole entirety before. I've seen like bits and pieces when I go to Dead Man's Party, which is a Oingo Boingo tribute band and stuff like that, and they show it up there. They show it on the screen or whatever, but I never saw it in its entirety. I loved it, and we want him to be able to make Forbidden Zone 2. So if you go to Indiegogo.com, you can, I think it's like $25, whatever you can donate to help Richard Elfman make Forbidden Zone 2. We want to see it. So hope that, you know, he gets that, gets the money so he can do that. So on that note, I'm going to wrap it up here on Delia's Dark Side. I hope you enjoyed the Ouija board stories, the strange object stories, and all the stories in between. Thank to my co-host, Jenny, today. Jenny!
It was a pleasure.
And see you guys next Sunday on the Dark Side.
Peace out. Delia's gone, one more round. Delia's gone.